You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Hey, finally got our 90 degree day.
Yay. It was so freaking hot yesterday.
It's the first time we've hit 90 in about 280 days. The last one was September 20th. So
there were seriously
a long time
posts on Facebook yesterday with people going, "Ugh, this heat." Like,
of
really?
Course.
Come on, we're not even into July.
Of course. Upper 80s today. High water levels. Did you see this damage some of the bridges at one of my all-time favorite parks to go hike, Castlewood Canyon? That was like a second home to me many times. Park officials say they have to wait for the water to recede before they can begin repairs. So if you're like me and you love going to Castlewood Canyon, be aware. You may not be able to cross the little creek down there. It was allegedly storms up in the Northeast that caused United Airlines to cancel nearly 600 flights yesterday. And that definitely impacted... the Mile High City DIA had, you know, a lot of flights canceled and stuff. And that's on top of other cancellations last weekend because of staffing shortages with air traffic controllers. Man. I'm telling you, Jer, we are getting to the point we just cannot find people to do certain jobs.
And that's frightening. I saw this story on the news last night, and then, that's frightening that we don't have people up there controlling traffic, or they're maybe not as good at it. That's terrifying. I mean, let's fill those jobs immediately.
Yeah, with some good people.
Yeah.
I'll be in the air in 10 days. Don't think I won't be thinking about it. Oregon is now finally going to allow people to pump their own gas.
What's
now,
this
all
about?
We have plenty of listeners right now who are saying, what are you talking about? You can pump your own gas. No, there were two states in the United States where you were not allowed to pump your own gas. Oregon was one of them, but they just now, their legislature, passed a law saying, all right, you can pump your own gas. And the whole idea was that they had wanted to keep what they called entry-level jobs available. So that was one of the reasons that they wanted to keep the rule. It's been around since like 1951 or something. But they said, again, because of staffing shortages at all sorts of places, gas station lines were backed up while people waited for an attendant to come over and help them.
Yeah, okay.
And so it was the oil companies who were like, dude, we're losing a lot of money here. You know, you've got to open this up so people can pump their own damn gas.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I don't think I would like that, honestly, sitting there while somebody comes running out and pumps your gas.
Yeah, and they've got to ask for your rewards number and your credit card. And all. It's a pain.
Yeah.
So now New Jersey is left as the only state where it requires full service
gas. A little too
pretentious
for me, too. You know? So, come on.
Remember I told you the other day about that trust fund baby that was a good friend of mine and we went out
a
little bit? She would only use full service stations. She knew where there were like a couple in Denver.
Ugh.
And she would drive to them every time because she did not want to ever pump her own gas.
No, thanks. No.
Okay. Trust fund, baby.
Yeah, well, got the money, I guess.
We were talking the other day about menus at restaurants and how they can be 400 pages long. Hello, Cheesecake Factory, looking at you. But there's a very funny story that's out right now talking about how when you're at a restaurant with a group of people and everybody knows what they want except you, and then the, you know, server turns to you and you get that stress.
Yeah.
There's a term for it now. They call it menu anxiety. You just can't.
Well, of course. Well, is it the whole too many choices, or it's just the pressure to choose, like when you're
both
with a group of people?
It all turns into menu anxiety, but it's mostly because you feel pressure while everyone's looking at you and the server's waiting there. And you have to, can you come, can I just be last?
And it's the whole thing, like, do everybody else, and then,
yeah
come back
I'll be
to
last.
Me. Which, what, gained you, like, roughly 40 seconds, if that? Yeah, that's always a funny
The
move.
Survey said, what are we stressing about when we can't decide? And the most common answer was what's going to taste best, but there were also things like the price and how long it would take to make. All of that goes through our heads. Not me. The only thing I ever consider is what sounds good right now. I don't care about how long it's going to take or any of that other crap.
Yeah, that's I don't worry about that.
Anyway,
I wonder if that's one of those things that servers get super sick of, though, is the, you know, just come back to me, get everybody else, because don't they kind of have to go in order on their little ticket, you know, so they know where the food comes out? I guess
they
gotta
leave a space for you.
Yeah, just do everybody else.
Hey, you know, if they weren't trying to flip those tables so quickly and trying to rush people along,
yeah,
give us some more time. Anything else I want to share with you? I'll save this for. There's an interesting story about things that they say we will still be better at than artificial intelligence in about 10 years. I want to talk about it later on the show because I think it's BS.
I do too, I think especially the music aspect of it.
Look, people are fooling themselves thinking that AI is not going to be able to do their job.
It's going to take everybody's job.
That's a fantasy.
Yeah.
What the hell else is trending?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you are not going to sleep soundly after hearing this story right here because my face got super itchy reading this story this morning. It's making the rounds. Check this number out. An unwashed pillowcase, think about it, the one on your bed right now, could harbor roughly 3 million bacteria after 1 week of use. And that's just 1 week of use. Which, of course, they got to jump immediately to comparing that to the average toilet seat. And they say that's about 17,000 times more than the average toilet seats. And, man, toilet seats get a bad rap, I think. Everything is, like, always compared to the toilet seat. Like, how many bacteria is on your coffee cup compared to the toilet seat, your steering wheel compared to the toilet seat, and now it's 17,000 times more bacteria on your pillowcase, Dom. So this analysis company went through and did the swab test on, you know, your mattresses, your sheets, your pillowcases, and the pillowcase actually came out the worst. They say, essentially, when you go to bed, you contaminate those sheets with dead skin, sweat, makeup, lotion, hair, allergens, fungi, yada, yada.
I'm sure it's foul as can be.
Which attracts all those dust mites and little creatures that live on your pillowcase every night, and they end up eating your face, it sounds like. They start munching down on all the dead skin cells and then make their way to your face. And that's why some people really start breaking out and have skin issues on their face. Anyway, the bottom line is this doctor is saying that you need to wash your pillowcase like 2 to 3 times a week.
No, I'm not doing that.
And who's doing that?
I'm not doing that.
Nobody's doing that.
Once a week.
Yeah, once a week's fine.
Speaking of the germs you're talking about on a coffee mug and stuff like that, let me ask you something. I think I know the answer already, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Imagine you grabbed a glass of water last night and you brought it up to the bedroom with you and you set it next to the bed.
Yeah.
Sipped your water. And then let's imagine you get up just 6 to 7 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Do you automatically get a fresh glass or do you reuse that one?
This is funny. This is, I mean, I think about this. I would get a fresh glass because I don't know what's been growing in there for 6 hours.
Okay, well, it just happened to me last night. I reuse glasses, the same glass pretty much throughout the day. I'll rinse it out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I take it to bed and I'll have a few sips of water, blah, blah, blah. And then in the morning, I get a fresh glass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this morning, all the glasses that I would like, because we all have our favorites, were dirty. And so I was like, well, I just got this one fresh last night at like 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Right. Is this water still good?
It's been all of 7 hours. I just poured the water out, rinsed it out.
I mean, logically, it's going to be fine, probably.
It's fine.
But you're still wondering, like, what landed in here during the middle of the night?
Exactly.
Dust, things that are floating in the air, you know, like, do I want to drink this?
So ultimately, I decided, A, to save the earth.
Yeah.
But B, I just didn't want to bother with washing another glass.
When you need like a plant or multiple plants in your house. So if that situation arises, you can at least water your plants with it and then go get a fresh glass of water. Not feel so bad, you know, dumping it down the sink and completely wasting it. All right, so here's the biggest celebrity news. Well, there's two of them kind of, but this is the biggest floating around this morning. Here we go. Ryan Seacrest has been chosen as the next host for Wheel of Fortune. He's going to take over when Pat retires after the 24th season. You know how many listeners messaged me yesterday because I was going off about this last week about no more Ryan Seacrest.
It's ridiculous.
We're over Seacrested.
And you know what?
Here he is
Ryan
again.
Ryan Seacrest is the Tom Hanks of television. You know how Tom Hanks is in every movie, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest is the only person, apparently, we can hire for TV shows.
But the problem is like when he's in these slots, it works. He's good at what he does. They make revenue.
I know.
Ratings are generally good.
Wheel of Fortune is going to make revenue regardless.
Probably, but you know, I'm sure Ryan is looking at this as like, this is going to be it for me. I'm going to probably be on here for 30 years. This is a steady paycheck. Let's do it.
I'm just disappointed.
I'm disappointed too, though. Where's the creativity? There's got to be other people out there.
Same people over and over and over again. With the exception of your other story about casting.
With the exception of Superman. DC has announced its new Superman. This dude named David Corenswet, it looks like. Corenswet?
I don't know how to pronounce
it. We don't even know.
That's what I love about it.
He was in the movie Pearl. He was in House of Cards. He was in a show called Elementary. I looked at pictures of him. I've never seen him in my entire life, but he's got that Superman look, and I do kind of like that they're putting a no-name in there to play the role.
Yes.
Because then you believe that this guy is actually Superman versus...
This is Clark Kent.
He's somebody
not,
you've seen.
Tom Hanks playing Clark Kent. I mean,
yeah.
He is that character.
And I love that they picked a new Lois Lane as well. Rachel Brosnahan, who is the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, who I may or may not have a little bit of a crush on.
I like her.
And I think she's going to be pretty spot on for Lois Lane. I think that was a good cast.
I guess
choice.
They needed one big name that they had to attach to it.
She's going to be good. But anyway, another Superman movie coming out. Which again, I'm not mad at that. Superman was always my favorite movies growing up as far as the comic book movies. So,
with Lex Luthor?
Dude, Gene Hackman, man. Come on. Come on now. Anything quickly else that I want to tell you? Some of the ballparks around the nation are doing a ketchup that's infused with Pepsi for some sort of 4th of July gimmick or something. So there's your Fat America. Pepsi-flavored ketchup. You dig it? You down?
Well, you and I are not ketchup fans anyway.
I hate ketchup.
So it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, it seems a little sweet to me. So anyway, all right. Well, clicky baby.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. I'm telling you right now, this story kind of made me teared up this morning. It's about a monkey. It's a chimp named Vanilla. Vanilla is 29 years old, and Vanilla saw the open sky for the first time after arriving at the Save the Chimps sanctuary in Florida, because Vanilla had previously lived in labs and had unfortunately never been outside, lived in small cages or garage-sized enclosures. And you should see the reaction to this monkey when, I don't think it's a he, she, when she finally gets to go outside and she starts hugging the other monkeys. Oh!
That is,
it's really sweet. It's heart-wrenching,
man.
But so good that this animal is in a sanctuary now. So check out this happy monkey on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.